Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
And recording. This is for editing Katie, so.
Hi, editing Katie.
Hi, editing Katie. You're the best. Ever. Okay. Ready?
Thought we were already going.
Okay. Yes, but I'm going to just go in.
You should be terrified.
Deep breaths.
You guys have the face for radio.
Rude.
Wow.
You should keep this in so we can, like, attack him later.
I think so. You know what? That's our intro. Welcome back to the Parenting Podcast, guys. This is Katie G, and I am now joined with not Mark Adam because he is in Winnipeg and, you know, doing other things. So I am with my family, Leah. So we're with Rodney Wishart, who is my partner, spouse,
ma'am,
boyfriend, whatever we're supposed to call it at this age. I don't even know anymore. We've got Allison, who is Rodney's daughter.
Hello.
Hi. We have Allison Wishart. You can say hi.
Hi.
Well, hi. We're eating candy as well, and it's Saturday. And we have Jillian Wishart.
Hi.
Hi. So, girls, why don't you say how old you are? 42 and 50?
No, 51.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, I'm 12.
Oh, you're 12.
I'm 14.
Oh.
Then I'm not.
And
14.
So, 12. Is that your cup? Or?
It's his glass.
Oh. We're definitely not drinking during this podcast, for sure.
I'm eating candy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we decided to do something a little different because this is going to be the last episode of our first season, I guess, since we're calling it season one and we've had all these episodes. So this is going to be the last one before we start season two. So we thought we'd go out with a bang with the fam jam because we're all in the same house and it's Saturday and we're like, what are we going to do? And we decided to do a podcast. You know what? You guys are really lucky that we're not doing a video because the girls are just showing all of their cool dance moves. So, anyway, I thought that we would do this to kind of just hang out, chat, whatever, and also ask the kids some questions because the internet is full of questions to ask your kids and see what they have to say. So, there's that. So, welcome to your first podcast, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So if it sounds a little echoey, I apologize, but we're in the dining room and this, not everyone is going to fit in our bedroom because that's normally where I do our podcast. It's like sitting in bed. So we decided to do it at the table. So I thought, ladies and gentlemen, that I would ask you some questions and see what you have for answers because that's normally what happens when you ask questions. Mm-hmm. So I will ask, I'm going to go with Jillian first. And okay. The question is, if you suddenly have the power to become invisible for just a day, what would you do?
I'm not really sure, but probably prank everyone at my school would be the most fun thing to do.
That'd be pretty That's fun, brilliant. Actually. What would you do for pranks?
I don't know, just like hit people.
Not take their binders and stuff, just straight out whack them in the side of the head.
Backhand, forehand.
Well, it would be kind of funny, though, if you, like, took someone's binder and just, like, walked across the room and just their binder was floating
around. I just, like,
chuck
someone's binder at them.
I mean, it could be the opportunity to hit people and they wouldn't know who I am.
Ooh, I mean,
do you have some pent-up aggression you want to talk about?
Is there something you'd like to tell
us? This is a safe place. We can talk about it. Don't worry.
Yeah, no one's listening.
But, like, honestly, like, maybe only a couple people are listening. But that's okay.
It's fine.
I mean, I think that was a bit aggressive, but it's fine.
It's okay.
Allie, what would you do if you were invisible for a day?
I honestly do not know. Probably sleep.
Okay. You're just going to sleep being invisible?
I'd sleep being non-invisible too, so.
Fair. That's true. Roddy, what would you do?
Or, no.
Okay.
Okay. What's an idea?
Okay.
I just get a bunch of clothes and food.
So get a bunch of, like, steal stuff,
yeah.
You mean?
Okay.
Okay, so someone must have beat someone up and the other one wants to steal things. So I think we're doing parenting right. Right? Oh, sorry. Jillian, we're taking a beer break?
No, she's just getting it for me.
Okay. Wait, what are you... That's my drink.
No, I'm having mine.
Oh, okay.
She's getting you the Rockstar vodka so she can have some.
Yeah, we've determined that Jillian likes the... Well, because it tastes like the white freezies. The Rockstar...
Oh, okay.
Is that necessary? I could do some candy ASMR.
We do not need any ASMR on this whatsoever.
What does that mean? What is that?
It's like you get really close up to the mic.
For?
I don't even know what it stands for.
Atomic
bomb.
Whoa.
Very aggressive.
Easy. They're going to flag this podcast.
I know, right? It's something where you get really close to the microphone and make annoying noises, basically. So me, when I podcast.
So if you're invisible, you'd be able to do it easy.
Just in people's ears, though.
No, I would
hate
that.
That's what Allie would do.
Nuh-uh.
You could do that if you were invisible. You could go up and ASMR in people's ears.
Or I'll just, like, tell things people I don't want to tell them to their face.
Oh,
like what? You know, your voice is like not invisible. It's still your voice.
No, they won't see where it's coming from. I'll just be like, I don't even know. I'll say random things. And then just,
do a
they can't
voice
even see
like
me.
You suck.
No one likes you.
What if you played soccer invisible?
That's bullying.
Oh, I'd pick it up and throw it in the net.
That's what I'm saying. You can play soccer and just carry it around.
Still cheating.
But no one can see you.
It's true. It's a ghost.
No, if somebody kicks the ball, you catch it and just keep running.
The soccer gods will know.
Oh, man.
Okay. I am the soccer
god. Okay, well.
You wish.
Actually, okay, speaking of ghosts, because not one was speaking of it, I just said it. But do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Sisses. You don't believe in ghosts?
No.
Okay. Allie, do you
believe
in
like
sisses?
Dead things just like floating around.
Well, it's supposed to be like spirits.
Yeah, that.
Like people's
but,
spirits.
Like,
not really like the ghost, like where it's the sheep
like,
going
like,
around
ooh.
Going, ooh. Yeah, it's not
oh,
that.
Oh, I believe in that.
Like spirits?
No, the ghosts and the sheep.
Oh my God.
Floating around.
Okay.
So basically Halloween.
So pretty much just Halloween. Only because they get candy, which they are currently eating. That is disgusting. So
we should really do a video.
We honestly
squeezed
should. I actually am regretting not doing a video.
Oh, shut her down. Do a video.
No, just do a video. Why not?
But like, I like watching creepy videos with so-called like spirits and stuff, mm-hmm. just because they're fun to watch. But that doesn't mean I necessarily believe in it.
Yeah. Well, there's like certain shows that I've watched before, like the paranormal investigators stuff like that.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, exactly. Ghostbusters is totally what I was talking about.
I want it!
Oh my God. Maybe candy was a bad idea.
Groovy.
Maybe it's a good idea. I don't know.
Hard to say.
I don't know. Do you believe in ghosts, Roddy B?
I do.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Excellent. And why do you believe in ghosts?
Because I feel haunted almost every day.
Okay, but we're alive.
From me being around.
Oh, is that a technicality? Or,
yeah, it's kind of... We're not dead yet,
what
so...
Is that?
If I did die, though, I would definitely haunt
There's
you.
No question in my mind. So, yes, I believe in ghosts.
Is there a reason why you do? Like, is there something that you've experienced or whatever that would make... Oh, you know what? Tell it the one story that you told me about your old house.
I can't.
Why?
The hair on my arms will stand up, man.
Can I say it then?
Sure.
Okay, well, Rod told me the story of when he was living at the girl's mom's house.
Oh, so you may want to close your earbuds.
Uh-oh. Is it still there? The ghost?
It? You mean she.
Oh. Me?
Me?
Do you want me to? I don't have to say it.
Tell it.
No, say it.
Tell it now.
Well, you can tell it.
I just said I don't believe
it. It happened to you, so I only know it secondhand from what you told me. Okay, don't slurp your beer. I did... Do you want to say it or no?
Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so Cole's note version, for what I remember from what you told me, is that Rod was in their old place where he was in the kitchen, I believe, and behind the kitchen there's like a little landing and then the stairs that go up to the upstairs part of the house, right? So like the kitchen and then it kind of goes up, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, Rod was in the kitchen and he, I think, what did you say? You turned around and you swore that you saw a little girl go up the stairs.
Could have just been me.
No.
Right, but nobody, right.
It could have been me.
It was me.
Home alone.
There was nobody home. So he said that there was nobody home in the house, but that when he turned around, he saw a little girl run up the stairs. So it's funny because I've had stuff like that happen to me before where I've had, like, I've seen something, like, out of the corner of my eye, not, like full on. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of weird, but, like, drinking? Peripheral.
It's a good question, but no. No, I was not.
I mean,
it's a valid question.
Solid question, though, honestly.
Wait, so...
Honestly, not really my thing, but I remember it clear as day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it wasn't like a...
Were Allie and I born yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a, like, ghostly movies, like, you see through the person. It was an actual...
Person.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Yep. Yeah.
Do it look like me?
No.
Stop questioning. It's not me. You.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Maybe they forgot
that was
me
my
at
one
home.
And only.
They forgot me at home.
Vision.
I was running up the stairs.
They. Who's they?
You.
Well, I was home, so I couldn't have forgotten you.
No, wow. He was home.
You forgot that I was
this whole
home,
time it's so. Been Jill.
She was sneaking around the house.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I'm sneaking that candy into my
short room. Story long, yes.
Got you. I mean, not that anyone asked, but I also do believe in
yes.
ghosts. I've had my own experiences. I wouldn't say ghosts. I say spirits because I don't know if there's really a difference. But I've had my own experiences, whether it's been in, like, in real life kind of thing. Or I've had, I don't know if this counts, but, like, I've had really vivid dreams. So if, like... Allie and I were talking about this the other day.
I think feelings, too. Like, you get a feeling
yeah.
for something.
Yeah, totally.
I just always feel like someone's looking at me, even if there's no one in the room.
There's nobody looking at you.
I watch over you as you sleep.
Oh, my God. It's all been Jill this whole time.
Yikes.
Everything.
Everything's
has
been
Jill.
Every paranormal activity has just been me.
Man, sorry, guys. If you've ever had a paranormal experience, it's been Jill this whole time.
Like, I don't believe in that stuff, but when I'm home alone, which is quite often at Mom's house,
mm-hmm.
I always hear noises coming from the basement, but it's probably the raccoon family outside.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah, when I was
yes.
home alone,
so
there
they
was,
live in the basement?
There was two raccoons fighting outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, they're
for the
scream.
Iron Throne?
Yeah.
They scream.
Is that Game of Thrones reference or something?
No.
I don't know.
The
but then one of them like
Potter
ran.
Potter wand thing.
Yeah.
That thing too.
And then one of them
so
ran to the side, and it looked like it ran up the side of the house.
Yesterday, when
raccoons can do that.
It was weird.
Did it have a cape?
Huh?
What? Can you?
Yesterday, when I went to the mall at Sephora, they have a Game of Thrones eyeshadow palette. Just
what?
So you know.
So what's in it?
Eyeshadow,
but like, what kind? I guess maybe what I meant. You know what?
Different
like,
shades of silver.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, no, like different colors. And there's like the girl with blonde hair, and hers like a braid or something.
Daenerys.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on it.
Khaleesi. Probably.
Is
they're just
like,
trying to monetize from it anyway.
Is there like a dragon color?
A
dragons
dragon
can be in
color.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay. Let's,
new question.
We'll move on. Let's
track?
Move on. Yeah, let's just
okay.
move on. So
we do have a 6-hour limit for this
we do
podcast,
have a
six, right?
Yeah, right? We don't have to do this for very long, but as long as next time we're doing a video.
No.
Yes. Okay, so I have a would you rather question.
No!
He just dabbed.
Oh, he just dabbed.
No
dabbed?
One. No, I didn't.
The ghost?
Me?
So Roddy just dabbed, apparently.
Because he's imitating me.
Now I wish
we did
a video
it'd just be me dancing the whole time.
I've got some great videos of you guys dancing in the kitchen.
You know what?
Next
question.
Yep. Next question. Would you rather? All right, Jillian, we'll go with you first.
Okay.
Would you rather fight 1 horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? And go.
A horse-sized duck? What?
A horse? So a duck that was the size of a horse.
Fight it.
Or 100 little teeny tiny horses.
And you're not invisible anymore.
And you're also not invisible.
Do I have to fight them? Can I
it
be
says
friend
fight,
them?
Yeah. Would you rather fight?
I would say the 1 horse-sized duck or whatever it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because there's only one. Because with all the 100 little ones, if you're fighting one of them, the others can, like, sneak up behind you.
Ooh, I could, like, trample you.
And, so. Like, horses have, like, hooves. So they could, like...
And ducks aren't even that small. Like...
No, duck is, like...
Yeah,
can
they're
be,
not... Teeny
if it's a
but
duckling.
But they're pretty little.
But, like, that many tiny horses can, like...
Eat
you.
Fair.
And then with 1 giant duck, I can just be its friend.
Maybe you could tame it, like you do a horse.
Like the duck tamer.
Yeah, yeah, just give it my bread.
You can be the duck whisperer.
Bread.
Give it some bread and it'll be my friend.
Maybe.
It's a lot of bread.
You know what? That's actually a good idea.
Loaf of bread.
It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I think we have enough bread in the cupboard to feed it.
Maybe.
All the whole wheats. Give it to the duck.
Then it won't like you.
No, because I don't want it.
It probably doesn't want it either. That's gross.
Okay, Allie, I have a question for you.
Candy.
Ow. Ooh, puncher. Would you rather shrink to the size of an ant or grow to the size of a giant? Oh. Questions. I mean, Ant-Man or giant Ant-Man?
Oh, it's both Ant-Man.
Basically what it is.
Yeah. I'd rather be Ant-Man than like a giant ant.
Then you can't fit in your bed.
Yeah, but
that's literally the first thing I was going to say. I was like, if I was a giant, I couldn't fit in my bed, and I'd just break it.
Oh, that's fair. So that's true. So you'd rather be small than ginormous.
Then I could step on you. You get lost in the sheets of the bed.
Yeah, but look at all this candy. It'd be like double times the size of me. I could just go like...
Okay, moving on. So next question.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
Okay, do you want me to ask you a question?
If you want.
Okay. So, if you had a restaurant, what would you serve? Which
food.
Is kind of a...
Food.
I know.
And drink. Sushi. Lots of drink.
Perfect. Moving on. Next question.
Okay.
Can I say my answer?
Yeah.
Penne Alfredo and chicken.
That's the only thing on the menu?
Only thing on the menu.
What about garlic bread?
Well, it comes with it.
Oh, no, it doesn't. That's an extra.
Spaghetti without sauce.
No.
So, noodles.
So, just noodles.
Yeah.
With butter?
And sushi.
Okay. So, noodles and sushi.
Yeah.
So, whose restaurant is this?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
All you get is just all the type of noodles with penne.
And California
with penne.
Noodles.
That made no sense.
And fish eggs. So, yummy.
Ew.
Interesting.
Mine would just be all the types of pasta with Alfredo sauce and then any meat. And garlic bread.
That you want to add to it. So just be like a pasta. A buffet. Like an Italian
a pasta
place.
Buffet.
So a pasta bar.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can I do that?
Sure.
You can do whatever
and then
you want.
And then I can steal.
Her free pasta food. Bar would only be cream sauce, chicken, and noodles. That's it. Just different types of noodles.
Oh, that's all you need.
Oh, and
no vegetables.
No shrimp and like
different
lobster.
Types, like different
and
shapes.
Scallops.
Mm.
So and like salmon.
A seafood.
Oh, so just meat.
With sushi.
So
meat
fish.
And pasta.
And pasta.
Can I put green onions in it?
No.
Did Daddy
get out of here.
So there's no vegetables. Answer?
No.
Did you even give your answer?
No, it's fine.
No.
Is
I'll
garlic,
take another one.
Is garlic a vegetable?
Garlic is a vegetable.
Garlic
it's a bulb,
bread.
Actually, but...
A bulb?
A bulb.
Bulb is
well,
a...
Huh?
Anyway. For those of you... Huh? Well, we don't really talk about this stuff, but Rod used to actually be... Well, he still is a very good cook, but you also used to... In Halifax here, used to run the kitchen for Salties, right? And McKelvey's?
Salties, McKelvey's.
And Shanex, right?
And a restaurant called Crawdad's.
And Crawdad's, right.
Shanex, didn't you work there?
I did work there.
Yes, that's right. So Rod is very skilled in the art of food, which I am super grateful for.
As are the children.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we made
you know what,
dinner
you guys?
All by ourselves today.
Yeah. Mm, that's
boom,
true.
And we didn't even have milk.
Yeah, we didn't even have milk, so it was all chunky.
It was not.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, a little bit. But...
And there was hot dogs in it, all by ourselves.
Yeah, hot dogs in it
hot
too.
Dogs.
Yeah, we cut them all
luckily,
up.
I was there to
I'm
tell them
so
to cut the hot dogs.
Proud. Huh?
I wouldn't know to done that.
Mm.
She didn't.
What the? I know.
Oh, also, you know those hot dogs? If you can eat them out of the package, right? And you'll be fine, because they're already cooked,
you
right?
Will be fine, but it's disgusting.
That's what I said. I said it's disgusting. She said I'm
you
gonna
said
do
I'd
it.
Get salmonella.
Just so you wouldn't eat it.
You won't die.
I know. I've done it before.
But it's gross.
Okay.
Yeah, she's done it before.
As she
I also have
cat.
Done it. Just to recognize
cat food.
Can.
Yeah.
Anyway. Roddy, what would you serve if you had your own place? Like, what would be your main... Because we've talked about this before, where you would want your own place, and you would have a very small menu. So
I would.
What would be your... Say top three dishes. Like, say mains for mains. Like, top three main dishes that you would serve.
Definitely a seafood chowder.
Ooh, yum.
Lots of lobster.
My seafood chowders are very thick. and full of seafood and not a lot of and vegetables, chowder. Which is what Allie likes the best.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a stuffed chicken breast.
Stuffed
mm-hmm.
with what?
How about asparagus, cheese. And probably a little bit of lobster or Alaskan king crab.
Oh, I would eat that.
King crab.
That sounds delicious, actually.
And third, chicken wings.
Ooh.
Chicken wings.
A variety.
What about penne alfredo with chicken?
No, that's not on the menu.
That's actually really good. I like that. Would you have like multiple different sauces, like homemade sauces? Would you have?
Yes. Yes, there would be definitely, there would be 3 to 5 sauces.
Okay. Excellent.
Could I read you a question?
Maybe. You can ask me a question.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh.
I don't have one.
Well, I was going... So the questions that I'm going through, like, they're, I looked up kind of... It was like 100-plus funny questions to ask kids, but
to ask kids as you ask Dad.
Well, they're like, you know...
I'm a kid.
There's...
At heart.
She said... Oh, jinx.
Wow.
They rehearsed it. Okay, so if you want to ask me a question, just keep it on this thing. Like, we can go through there and ask me a question. There's some really weird ones.
Here, we'll ask you one of the questions. Do you eat boogers?
No, let's skip that one.
Okay, let's just skip that one.
What's the ugliest name you've ever heard?
Ugliest name I've ever heard?
Uglisha.
Miss Keisha. What? That's what I was thinking.
Okay, no, I'm
just... I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a good question. Different question.
Yeah.
If you were a Pokemon, which one would you be?
Oh, my God. Oh, Squirtle, because he's kind of a turtle. So that would be me. I'd be a Squirtle.
Oh, he's cool.
Yeah, I don't know many of the Pokemon.
All right, so.
Oh, Rod's taking
I have a couple of questions here.
Okay. Are you going to ask us some?
I'm going to ask the three of you a different question.
Okay.
Allison, if you were a dessert, what would you be? And why? That wasn't
give us a full essay.
Oh, a brownie with cookies and cream ice cream on top or chocolate sauce. Oh, yeah.
And why?
Because it's tasty.
Delicious.
Jillian, if you could make a new holiday, what would it be and why?
There's a holiday for, like, everything.
There's, like, national whatever national day for, like, a lot of things.
If you were to get a day off school.
Yeah.
What would it be for?
It would have to be for something pretty cool.
International or national?
Does it matter?
Whatever you
want. Hug your cat day.
Ew.
Well, you know what? If it gets you a day off school, then gets you a day off school.
Same. But you're hugging a cat.
You have to hug your cat for 15 minutes.
No, I'd go to school.
I'd go to school.
That is so
I'd hug the cat. We'll hug the cats.
You hug the cats anyway.
I know, because they're adorable.
So take a day off work next week.
So, to hug my cat.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I'm taking a mental health day to hug my cat.
All right. Katie Gale.
Oui, monsieur.
What would you wish for if a genie gave you 3 wishes?
Oh,
and $1 million cannot be one of them.
Okay, well, that's always one of
them. $1 billion.
What about more wishes?
That's always a classic. That's the whole thing.
I don't
know. I have a loophole.
Ask for more genies. Oh, that's a loophole. There you go. Yeah. Aladdin who? wishes. I don't know. I would... yeah, there's a little picture underneath it. I wish for infinite wishes.
Ask for more genies.
I don't know. You know what? I mean, it's kind of cheesy, I guess. Like, my first wish is that I would want everyone in my family to be financially, I guess, I wouldn't say rich, but, like, financially.
I'd say rich.
Not have to work ever again, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, everything's paid for, everything, you know.
I would still like to work, though.
But that's the thing. Like, for you guys, it would be your schooling.
You don't like to work now.
Your schooling would be paid for, 100%. Like, I would want all of your schooling to be paid for. Get a good job. Do your thing. Stuff like that. And then, I mean, if I was in a pageant, I'd probably say world peace. But, like, that's not realistic.
But you're not in a pageant.
So.
Stop global warming.
Yeah.
We can do that. That's the big thing.
You could speed it up, though, if you wish for it.
Yeah, to try and speed that up.
That's one thing I wish for, to stop global warming.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I do agree. And another wish, I actually wish, I would wish probably, this is always my wish, my dream, I guess, is that I want to have a farm with rescued animals, all kinds of animals. So I could actually employ people to take care of, we'd have a big giant, however many acres of land and have all of these rescued animals, I would, that would be my dream.
Like the 100 duck-sized horses.
Yeah.
I could babysit, right? The critters for
we
you.
We could all just hang out and like take care of animals all day and it would be amazing.
And then on Hug Your Cat Day, we can just hug all the cats.
What do you mean all the cats? What do you mean all the cats?
We'll have like
exotic
ones.
Like tigers?
No, like servals.
Can we have Siamese cats? Hairless cats?
Oh, I love hairless cats.
They're so weird.
Aww. Moving on.
Okay, moving on now. Did I say, I think I said three things.
You did, yep.
Okay.
Your favorite animal's like a spider.
A spider. That's Bewishy's favorite.
Shout out to Bewishy if he's listening.
He's definitely not listening. If you are listening, whatever, Bewishy.
Monica and Patrick are listening, so we'll give a shout out to them.
Oh, I hope so. Hi, guys.
Hi.
And your adorable children.
And your
cheers.
Dog.
Cheers.
And your dog.
And your dog, Sully.
Hi.
Hi. The Ginger family.
Cheers.
The Ginger. Our favorite gingers. You're the best. Okay, Roddy B. Who do you think would be the best actor to play you in a movie about your life? Who would you cast as you in a movie about you? I'm interested to hear.
That's this. A fantastic question.
That's a great question.
Nick Cage.
Nicolas Cage, really?
Yep.
Why would you pick him?
Because he's awesome.
Fair.
Let's be honest.
He is.
He's fantastic.
He's pretty awesome. He's made a couple of bad movies, but who hasn't?
I've had a couple of bad years. It's fine.
Those would be those years. I can play those movies. Yeah, okay. Got it.
This is me in that motorcycle movie that he did.
Oh, my God. Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Well, same question to the kids.
Same question to the kids. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I like
who
it.
Would you, Jillian, who would you want to play you in a movie?
Oh, I know.
I'm just
Mickey Mouse.
I'm just trying to think of actresses I'd like. Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of Hunger Games.
Yes, for sure. I like that. It's a good one. What about you, Albert?
I honestly have no idea.
What do you mean?
What about someone from like Grey's Anatomy or something you watch?
They're all like old though.
You're gonna get old eventually.
I'm 14.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
like
on your
50.
So
you're like on the top of the thing.
Grande
it's
chick.
All downhill.
Ariana Grande.
She's not an actress though. She's a singer. Something. Well, I guess she was an actress because she did play in a show, right? Or not play
Victoria.
In a show. She acted.
Yeah.
So who do you think like as an actress kind of has the same personality as you? Maybe
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Okay, but like actors, they just act how they're supposed to act in the movies. So they don't
I
have
know.
Personalities.
Do you know what? No, not Chris Drew Barrymore, Hemsworth. But sticking with the
Zac Efron.
sticking with the Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Dancing for no reason.
You know what?
Laughing
That's
for
so
no
true.
Reason.
Always like laughing or dancing.
And cute though.
And adorable.
Doing it cutely.
Yeah,
and then it doesn't fit.
I think that's a word.
No hitting right. each other.
All right, same back to you. Who plays you? And it can't be The Rock.
Who play? Oh. But I'm so
I already picked Zac Efron, so.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so me in a movie about me. I honestly don't know.
Okay.
Who did I think of? An actress. I don't know.
I'm going to go with...
For Katie?
Angelina Jolie.
Ooh.
Who
excellent.
Was in The Mummy?
Ooh.
Nah, she was too helpless.
Oh, but I liked her in the second
True.
One. The Mummy is my favorite movie ever.
I was just thinking, since we're choosing people we like from
Fair.
Movies.
That's a fair one, though. That's a good one.
All right.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Good chat, bro.
Good chat. Good chat. All right. All right, Allie. If you had to leave the house in an emergency and you only had time to grab three things, what would you take with you?
Can I answer?
Yeah, try to answer.
Cell phone, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't have to grab that because I kind of always have that on me. But does that count as something?
It would be something,
yeah.
Okay.
So, cell phone.
Yeah.
Roots pants.
I haven't worn Roots pants in a month. So, no. Not the Roots pants, actually.
Teenage daughters, I mean, they change their minds a lot.
Actually, I'll let her answer then, because obviously I don't know.
I haven't worn my Roots pants in a month.
Her bed.
Okay, you answer. What would you take?
My phone, obviously. Yes. Can I just bring, like, all of my clothes?
You have to grab three things.
A suitcase of clothes.
Yeah, I just have it packed up and ready.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Probably a phone charger.
Yeah, I guess, but where would I plug it in? Where are we even going?
Well, I guess, actually, it's just an emergency.
The house is
just
burning down.
House is on fire. What do you grab?
My clothes and my phone.
Okay, fair. Jilly, what do you grab?
Oh, my soccer bag.
Let's see. Not including animals?
Not including animals.
Okay.
No, they tragically burn.
Hey, wow.
Sucks.
Wow.
This is make-believe.
Is there such thing as a portable outlet?
An extension cord?
No, I'm just going to say take the fridge. And then
you don't even eat anything in the fridge. You just eat it as a candy cupboard.
Ooh, me.
Sorry. Then I would probably grab my books.
That's a good one.
And
you better grab them quick because they're paper.
I'll grab all the VHSs because they're going to be worth some money soon.
Yeah, actually, yeah, the girls were out, well, I don't know if you guys were all out in the garage, but Rod has the chair's got a little squeak to it.
Excuse me.
But Rod has one of the old TVs that have VCR built into it, so it's now up in Jillian's room, and there was a whole bag of, like, old Disney movies.
Yeah, old animated ones.
Yeah, so, they've been watching those, I'm going to say every day, but you guys watched a couple of different movies. So yeah. Oh, okay, here we go. Jillian, here's a question. If you could ban one vegetable forever, what would it be?
Onions.
Okay.
Take your time.
Take your time. Like, really think about it.
Onions. They are so gross, and then they have
the grossest... Have you tried an onion?
Yes. They are gross looking, they are gross tasting, they have a weird looking texture, and they come in multiple colors, and we don't even need them.
Okay.
But then red onions are the worst because green onions are good on nachos, but I still don't eat them.
Oh, see, they're so different. Mm-hmm. Green onions are so different from, like, regular onions.
I know.
But yes.
Green onions are more of a garnish.
Yeah, they're like a little plant.
Color, a little bit of color.
Yeah. What would you ban, Allison?
Mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I guess I should have guessed that one. What would you ban, Rodney?
I would not ban vegetables. Oh, you know what? No, I take that back.
What don't you like?
Cooked cabbage.
Cooked cabbage?
Yeah. Smells like feet.
So does cauliflower, though.
True.
What about
every
cooked vegetable ever?
Cooked broccoli is good.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I like vegetables.
Raw vegetables are good.
So I'm trying to think of what vegetable I don't like.
Onions.
There's definitely something.
I'm just not
going to
eat onion at all.
Like corned beef and cabbage?
Olives.
See, when you get that corned beef juice on the cabbage, it's okay.
What's the corned beef?
Olives.
Olives. But are they a vegetable, though? Are they a veggie?
Yeah.
They don't have a seed. They have
actually,
a
I believe they're
I think it's a
fruit.
Is it? Yeah.
Fruit, they have this, like, thing inside a fruit that carries all of the seeds.
No, a peach doesn't.
Well, there's exceptions. There's exceptions. But I believe
it's
that an olive is a fruit.
Okay.
But you know
peach
what?
And avocado just have, like,
carry
you know
on
what?
With your podcast, and I'm going to ask the Google.
You ask the Google. Okay. Well, I don't like olives, so that would be, like, my least favorite thing, I guess.
But one of my favorite things is watching you try black olives.
Listen, I have tried it on many occasions, and I just can't get into it. So, anyway, let's go to a different question. So, speaking of food, let's go with the other way. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? I think we already know what Allie's is going to be.
Wait. I have the Google has come through.
Oh, what's the Google?
The olive is the small, bitter-tasting fruit of the olive tree.
So it's
olives are classified as fruit because they are formed from the ovary of the olive flower, and they are seed-bearing structures. So there you have
you
it.
You know what?
That's
look,
what I meant by it.
We're learning. We're learning shit here today.
Look at you guys. Whoa. Like, you guys learn things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're welcome, anyone who's listening.
For the food thing, I would have to say Patrick. Sushi, because sushi doesn't just come as one type. There's, like, varieties of sushi. Different. So I wouldn't really get tired of it.
I suppose that's good.
But, like, for different things, it would, like, taste the same every time, but you can have different types of sushi.
That's true. I get salmonella from eating all that raw fish.
No, different types. Vegetarian. It's not raw.
You can do veggie.
The crab, and it is cooked. It's like the hot dogs.
Just
cooked cold.
It's like hot dog. Hot dog sushi. Hmm.
Oh, is that like gas station sushi?
Yeah, it's like, that's actually exactly it. It would be gas station sushi. Okay, so Allie, you would have what? Your chicken Alfredo?
Penne Alfredo with chicken.
So could forever we put like fusilli in it, or does it have to be penne?
Can I just do pasta?
You just pasta.
There's like a bunch of different kinds of pasta.
Yeah. You could do pasta. Okay, yeah, type of food? Do. One food? Right. Pasta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like, can I also put chicken on it?
I mean, you can also put chicken.
Okay, well then, yeah.
Okay. Fair. Roddy B, what would you pick?
Honestly, I could live off lasagna.
Oh, that's a good choice. I love lasagna.
It does have onions in it.
Depends
on
who makes it.
Now, if we go with Allie's rule, can I make different kinds of lasagna, like seafood lasagna?
Yes. Donair lasagna. Donair
lasagna.
For anyone who's not on the East Coast, donairs
traditional lasagna.
Yeah, donairs are the thing.
I could make a vegetable lasagna for if you guys wanted it.
No,
I'll just stick with the pasta.
It'd be gross.
Oh, wait, lasagna's kind of pasta.
It is.
Not
pasta.
Only kind of.
But
kind of.
True.
If you made it's that like kind lasagna, if you made that lasagna, it can't have onions, olives, cooked cabbage, or mushrooms.
I can work with that.
You can make one, yeah.
Yeah, donair lasagna.
That would be good. My choice would be chicken wings. I love me some chicken wings.
I have three
flavors.
I'd either do pasta, pizza, or salad. Because I make like a bunch of different kinds of salad, bunch of different kinds of pizza.
All right, so this isn't a buffet.
Or pasta.
It's like one food for
people. Pasta.
Okay, let's see what else. Is there anything else good on here? There's like I was looking at this whole like 101. There's some really silly questions around this. I guess. Okay, if you were an animal, what would you be, Jillian?
Okay.
Serval.
I wouldn't be a serval because they're small and they can get eaten easily.
Okay.
So would have to be a leopard because they live in like more tropical areas. So it would always be either nice and sunny or like warm rain, which are good weathers. And it would be nice to live in a rainforest. And
the rainforests are not going to be around for much longer. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damper.
Debbie Downer.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Everything's dying. We're all going to die.
Leopards are super majestic and really pretty. And then there's lots of stuff to eat in the rainforest. So.
Fair. So a leopard.
It would be fun.
I like that.
And they're fast.
Good answer. Good answer. Allie, would you be an animal? Animal would you be? You wouldn't be an animal. You'd just be like the depressed, like, you were sitting in the sun.
I'm not depressed. Oh,
Roddy, would you be an animal?
What was the question?
If you would be an animal, what animal would you be?
If I would be an animal?
If you could be an animal. Well, I don't know if that's what it said. It's like, if you were an animal, what would you be?
A dolphin.
That's what I was going to say, but like... Never mind, because then you're going to be, like, depressing.
But the oceans are not going to be around.
No, well, like, we just eat plastic.
Fair.
That's what
I would be a smarter dolphin. I wouldn't eat the plastic.
I'd be a turtle in case anyone cares, because I love turtles.
I would eat the turtle.
And they live for, like,
totally eat the turtle.
Eat the plastic bags.
No,
they were jellyfish.
They would get stuck in my nose. It'd be tragic.
All right, Katie Gale.
I was going to say I'd be a dolphin.
You've been given an elephant. You can give it away or you can sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
Why would you just give it away?
So
it's a question.
Interesting. I guess I would, if I can choose where I give it away, I would give it to a sanctuary or wherever it needs to be. Like, put it back in the wild. That's where it should be. So I would give it away.
Just
to
sell
somewhere.
It back to Africa.
What?
Jillian, a penguin walks through that door right now, wearing a sombrero. What does he say, and why is he here?
Wait, what? That's the most random question.
What are you even reading, anyway?
He walks in a sombrero.
Yeah, there's a penguin. on Murray Drive wearing a sombrero and he walks through the door.
You just told people where we live.
I didn't say 27.
Please don't come to our house.
No one's listening.
Hey, listen.
Patrick and Monica are listening.
Okay, well, they already know where we live. That's you guys true. Can come over anytime.
Okay, anyways.
Anywho.
Back to the question. The penguin would probably say, take me home. Because it would not... It would not
be
able
dead.
To survive here.
It would actually not be the weirdest thing that lives on this hill.
Surprisingly, let's other than you, it would be kind of
how
normal.
Would it get a sombrero, fair. First of all?
Yeah. Would it have to travel through some, like, sombrero shop?
What? Maybe.
But anyways, it would say, take me home because it's too warm. And it's wearing the hat for shade.
Definitely not too warm today.
Definitely.
But I like,
well, it was
I like,
warm today.
I like your take. It's a good take.
All right, Allie, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What would you do if you could swap lives with your parents for a day? So you can pick either, like, me or your dad or your mom. So if you could switch
or
lives with
Brian.
One of us.
Don't forget
or
your
Brian.
Brian.
Right, sorry, that's my bad. So what if you could switch lives with one of us, who would it be and what would you do?
Like, do I have to do what you guys will do? Like,
no.
Do I have to go to work?
You're just an adult, so you're an adult now. You have access to a car. You have access
after
to
she answers
not
that,
a lot of money.
I say mine?
Yeah. What
I think
would
that'd
you do?
Be Brian, because he works from home sometimes.
Okay.
So I wouldn't have to go to work. I'd sleep in. And then
you know, he probably does work, but he works from home. Like, he probably doesn't sleep in.
That's what
in.
I just said.
Okay. All right. No, keep going.
Well, you said I don't have to go to work, so I would just sleep in.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
And then I'd go to the gym, because he has a gym membership.
Mm-hmm. Would you drive somewhere?
Finish the basement.
I drive to the... I'm not finishing the basement. I would drive to the gym.
Okay.
And then buy clothes at the mall for Allison.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
I know.
So when you come to Allison again, you're like, oh my God, Brian, thank you so much.
And buy her a lot of Boston Pizza gift cards.
I would,
for that penny, Alfredo.
If I could switch with one of you guys, I would want to switch with Katie. Because I like her job. It would be fun enough. I would get a tattoo. Because I really want a tattoo, but I'm not old enough to get one.
What would you like? What is your tattoo and why?
Yeah, what would you get?
Right now, I just want to get, like, a feather. Like, a small feather on my ankle or on my wrist.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
I don't know. It's just... I'd
meaningless.
Like
it.
I like
it's not
the,
meaningless.
I like the design. I was thinking about, I want to get a tattoo to represent people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I would get is a feather to represent, like, Papa or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a flower to represent Nanny. And you just get a bunch of different tattoos
that's
to represent
neat.
People.
I like that.
What am I?
A rat.
Oh! siblings.
I don't know, like, cell
but
phone.
You're a very pretty one.
Yeah.
Can I be the turtle?
Yeah.
Obviously.
I could get turtles on my shoulders.
Turtle. You already do. If you were me, you already have them.
Exactly.
Excellent. All right. So we'll do a couple more. We don't have to do this whole lot longer. So, oh man, some of these questions are a little weird.
I like the questions. It's fun.
Some of these are kind of good. Yeah. Some of these are a little bit repeated. Okay, what's one thing that always makes you laugh no matter what? Like, is it something that someone says, like a certain
Ashlyn.
Face someone makes? So Ashlyn always makes you laugh no matter what.
Yeah. I could be, like, really, really mad at her, and then she just look at me and I die laughing. Because every time we make eye contact, we die laughing no matter what. So,
that's
Ashlyn.
Pretty awesome. I like that, because I have a friend like that, too, where we don't even have to say anything and we
no,
both
I'll
laugh
just, like,
for no
make
reason.
Eye contact with her and we both die laughing. Like, we don't even say anything. We'll just, like, look across the room and then die laughing. So
I like that.
Definitely.
So,
Ashlyn? Yeah.
I love that. What about you, Jilly?
I don't really have any specific thing that makes me laugh, but with my friends, we have a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah.
So
is there someone in particular that would make you laugh?
Yeah, like Emlyn and Brianna, Evan, other people make me laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it could be dead silent, and then they just look over at me and, like, mouth something.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, say something to me, and I'll start, like, dying laughing.
Like an inside joke thing.
Like during class.
Yeah, I like that. So people, basically. What about you, Roddy V?
I have a question for you.
Oh, but I...
Answer the question.
What's my question?
You weren't even listening.
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I was asking the girls, what's one thing that always makes you laugh no matter what? Someone, a joke, like, oh, you know what? A show I know for sure that
always makes me laugh. Letterkenny always makes me laugh.
That's true.
Archer always makes me laugh.
That's true.
Katie Gale normally makes me laugh.
Allison always makes me smile. Jillian always makes you cry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, this gets dark real quick, right?
So,
all right,
I just question? Looked up funny and strange interview questions. Oh, and there's a lot of bizarre ones, but I'm just going to go to this one. Please spell diverticulitis.
How is that?
No, thank you.
Diverticulitis.
It's very close.
Thank you. Yeah. That's all I got.
For anyone that's listening, it's diver. TICULITIS. Diverticulitis.
What does it even mean?
I have no idea.
Okay, you know.
I think it's a thing.
Oh, wow.
Yep, it's probably a thing.
Well, an itis would be some sort of an issue with
disease.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't.
You guys carry on your thing and I'll look it up in the Google.
Oh my gosh. I thought you were going to ask like a
good question.
All right.
Come up with questions.
If Germans were the tallest people in the world, how would you prove it?
What? These questions are the weirdest thing.
What does it have to do with Germans or anything?
I have a question for you.
Put all
guys.
The people in the white
together. Why did we do this?
The Germans would be the tallest.
Simple,
it's
right?
Easy to me. Yeah.
There you go.
So
fair.
My question is, if you could be a character from a Disney movie, what character would you be?
Ooh.
A Disney movie
character. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Like old school, Disney.
It could be any, like from the old school animations. It could be live action, the new movies.
I know. Snow White.
She sleeps.
Oh. Wait, is
you
that
have an
Sleeping
issue.
Beauty?
That's oh, Beauty. That's what I meant. Or what's the the small one from Wreck It Ralph that eats all the candy?
Vanellope.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's who I would be. Either that one or Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
So you just sleep all the time or eat all the candy, so.
So Ollie's in the teenager stage where she likes to sleep, so that makes sense.
I think all of her questions have something to do with sleeping.
Sleeping, for sure.
And Penny Alfredo.
But like, it's like eating and sleeping. It's like,
and Ashlyn.
And Ashlyn, Eating, so sleeping, laughing, sleeping, okay.
That's pretty much my whole life. Anyways,
I don't know what I'd be for a character.
I have three.
So you've thought about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just came
You studied before.
So, one, I would like to be Toulouse from the Aristocats, because he's the coolest of the cats, and I did the Aristocats play when I was younger, and I was him in the play.
Nice.
And then Simba from The Lion King, just because it's Simba.
He goes through tragedy.
Yeah, but it's a cool one. And then
it's a cool tragedy.
Todd from Fox and the Hound, the fox, because... He's also cool.
But doesn't he also go through tragedy?
Yeah, but...
Life is tragedy, Allison.
Not for Sleeping Beauty. She just sleeps all the time. Living the dream.
Yeah, but she wasn't she cursed?
Cursed by Maleficent.
Oh, still tragedy.
Well, she got to live a pretty good life, and then she just get to sleep. Sleep.
Was Finding Nemo Disney? Or Pixar?
I don't
Pixar.
But didn't Disney buy Pixar?
See, I have no idea.
I believe they did, yes.
But you would because,
even I think Star Wars is Disney now, right?
Star Wars is now Disney, which is why they're bad.
You good one.
I was going to say Crash.
Yeah,
you
Crash works.
From Finding Nemo.
Oh, my God. I totally would be.
Or
Squirt.
Squirt, the little guy.
Yeah, I'd be like, you got it, dudes. Wait, that's actually Full House.
Yeah.
What does he say? Something dude. They always say dude,
they're
anyway.
Turtles.
I'd be a turtle. I think my whole, just spirit animal is just a turtle in general.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
What about you, Dad? Can you think of any Disney characters?
Not offhand, but maybe for next year's season finale, I'll have one ready.
Oh, man. This is season finale.
Finally.
All right. So... I'm looking at some of these. Sorry. Okay.
Is anyone still listening?
Is anyone... Hello? Is anyone out there? Hello?
So gotta do video.
Yeah, we definitely do video next time.
I'll shower.
But you'll what?
I'll shower.
You'll shower. Oh.
For the video.
Yeah, this is like...
We're not doing the video in the shower.
Well, no.
Shower for the video.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, I mean, I think this is probably pretty good. This is the first time
you guys... So, this was just the test one. So, what we're going to do is we're going to shut it down. We're going to listen to it. We're going to see where we went wrong. And then we're going to do it again. And we're going to do better. As a family.
I'm going to need some more candy. We'll write down the script.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll script it all out, for sure.
This could just be the blooper reel.
Yeah, this is just,
the
you
whole
know,
video
our lives are a blooper reel.
I mean.
That was so sad, but it's so true.
But it's funny. Kind of true. It's what people laugh at.
We are pretty hilarious.
We are good. We're all right, say goodbye.
Okay, listen.
All right.
I'm happy I got used to this now.
Because right,
at the
it's
start
fun.
I was really nervous, but now it's fine.
Oh, this it's is... okay. She wasn't recording at all.
Yeah, no, it's not recording at all. It's just for fun. So, we'll just conclude. Okay.
Knock it over the
Rod likes to hit his knees on everything. So anyway, we'll conclude this as our last
cat out of the door.
Gently put the cat outside day. So our last podcast for the first season, which was with the lovely Roddy B, Ali W, and Jilly W, and your KTG. And then we will I guess come back in the next season with Mark Adam and see kind of where we go from here. But thank you guys so much for doing this with me. And we're going to go probably hang out and like play video games or like actual games. And then we'll like do other things.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you're so loud right here. I think.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Okay, no ASMR. No ASMR.
Thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed. Please check out all the other podcasts.
No, don't check them out. Just our podcast. Only listen to our podcast.
No, all the other parenting episodes.
Oh, yeah. Check out our other episodes. Check
you
us
can
out.
Find them.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those fun things. And you'll be able to see us, our faces, and everything else when we post a video next time. But you'll see us on... I don't want that. you can check us out on any of our social medias, and we will be back in a few weeks with some other episodes for season two. So thank you guys for listening. If you've made it this far, congratulations.
Thank you.
And why don't you have something better to do?
Hey, this is something better to do.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.